Sydney. It's the greatest city in the world, except for the M4 and the M5 and the M5 East. It's a city that you can't help but love. I mean, Parramatta Road at Concord is a bit of a nightmare, and Narellan Road is always backed up. And don't get me started on Pennon Hills Road, Windsor Road, James Roos Drive, or Cleveland Street. And the less said about George Street, the better. But whether you're stuck in traffic in Bondi, Bella Vista, or Blakehurst, or simply stuck at home because you can't afford the f***ing tolls, you might as well listen to Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Yes, welcome to the show. Charles Firth here, Andrew Hansen here, and my name is Dom Knight. And it is New South Wales State Budget Day. They are throwing money at every single one of us, and it's still not interesting. We're running through a couple of highlights. A super train, they're calling it, from Parramatta to the CBD. A super train. What makes it a super train? I've no idea. Does it actually work?
It's faster than a speeding train. That's why.
But look, maybe part of the problem, Andrew, is all the internal conflicts that they are having in the Liberal Party. They're not getting on very well at the moment.
The poor Liberal Party. No, look, I don't know if you've seen, but they had this little Liberal Party branch meeting, you know, one of those pissy little sort of factional local things. A Liberal Party branch meeting erupted in a brawl, apparently. It doesn't sound very Liberal Party to me.
It's fantastic. I might actually join the Liberal Party. If they're going to punch each other in the face... Yeah. I want to be in the room to watch.
This is the Arncliffe branch, I think, of the Liberal Party.
Is that like the Comancheros, basically? Liberal Party or something? I mean,
but I don't know what's going on. Because
the Commerce Degree Cheros.
If there's one thing about the Liberal Party in the last 15, 20 years, it's that all the violent, brutal behaviour should be directed towards refugees, not towards each other.
Yeah, it's crazy. But look, it's actually not unusual. I mean, this sort of thing actually happens at these Liberal Party meetings all the time. I was at one the other day and it was an absolute bloodbath.
I can't believe it. Lords, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to call this branch meeting of the Liberal Party to order. Item one on the agenda tonight, destroying the ABC with a nuclear missile. Item two...
Excuse me, Michael.
Yes?
This champagne you poured me, is it Dom Perignon?
Yes, I think so.
It is most unpalatable. I prefer the Krug Private Cuvée.
Just drink it, Bernard. It's $8,000 a glass.
Glass? I'll glass you with this champagne flute.
Ow! That went all over my double-breasted suit, you dreadful jackanapes.
Guard your tongue, sir, or I shall strike you with my share portfolio.
If you do, I shall strike you with this rolled-up copy of The Australian. Oh, did you just strike my Botox-enhanced face with your Louis Vuitton glove?
Yes, Michael. I challenge you to a duel. Same as when we were Cranbrook boys.
But when we were Cranbrook boys, we settled arguments with a hand shandy behind the Oval.
Yes, but then Tony Abbott taught me to be a true conservative by punching the crap out of people.
Ow! I'm going to hit you right in your investment properties!
No! I'm going to privatise your power grid!
Gentlemen, enough of these fisticuffs. We Liberals don't have pub brawls.
True, but this is a Michelin-star restaurant. Let's call an election now, everyone. We've never looked more in control.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Newsy, newsy, newsy news.
And current affairs.
Now, we all know Federal Budget Day is boring. How much more boring than is State Budget Day today? However, sometimes, just sometimes, they start throwing money at us. And this is one of those times. I'm going to tell you for the news and news today what they're going to do to try and win us all over. How do you feel about 25% lower parking fees? Parking fines.
Oh, parking fines.
They never put parking fines down. They must be so desperate. Can you imagine?
Well, wait, this is... I mean, parking fines are really just actual sort of parking fees for rich people. You know, because I actually know a very rich guy who just parks wherever he likes because to him, if he has to pay $300 or whatever, that's just like us putting $2 in a parking meter. So, you know, I think that's not fair. It's just a cut for the rich.
I've always thought that cutting the amount that you have to pay to go into disabled parking spots is particularly good.
I don't know. So that one.
Discounts on disabled parking.
And how about this? If you spend more than $25 a week on tolls, you'll get your rego for free. So they're not getting anything about the tolls, but you get free. At least you get to drive on the roads.
Isn't
for free.
Just an admission that you're going to be spending thousands of dollars? That's not good. That's just actually them showing how much money you're paying to them.
We could fix the tolls, but what if we give you a free, trip on the road?
Dom, am I getting the sense that there's an election just around the corner?
It's just possible. Yeah. How about this? If you have a baby, I just missed out on this one with our kid. Mm. It's a $150 baby bundle. They'll give you a whole bunch of stuff.
What's that going to buy?
I think there's a stork comes and delivers free nappies and shit. I don't know what the deal is.
Fantastic. No, there's a really top quality doll you can get for $150. It talks, it poos, it wheeze. Yeah. I think it's fantastic that taxpayer money is going to go on that.
Because, having a baby, I think, costs $1 million across the lifetime of the child.
Does it?
So that extra 100...
Do you want to adopt a baby? 13353. She's very cute.
$150 is really going to make a huge dent in
it. Well, if you think that's good, they're also handing out, it's called a Creative Kids Rebate. So they're already giving money for kids playing sport. Now it's $100 for music lessons.
Oh, yeah. Now, we have this. I've got two kids. And the sport one works really well. All you have to do is register at 5 different websites to get a number that then doesn't work with the sports club that it's registered with. It's really good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's $100.
It's almost as if it was designed by a bureaucrat who loves bureaucracy.
So free flute lessons. God, it really is a Liberal government, isn't it? And finally, this is my favourite, I think. Grey Nomads. They're reducing caravan registration by 40%. So the great news is none of us will have to talk to our parents very much in the years ahead. I think we can all get behind that policy.
That's wonderful. And they'll be able to park in a disabled parking space and claim double the benefits.
Bit of a disaster for Channel 7. Remember they picked up the cricket rights?
Yeah, huge news.
Huge 6-year deal. Unfortunately, they didn't get rid of the tennis rights in time. There's actually a 1-year overlap. And they have been negotiating with Channel 9 to actually take the tennis rights so that they can fit all the cricket in.
Mm.
But it turns out Channel 9's just gone, nah, you can have both of them. So they're going to have 1 year where they've got to play both the tennis and the cricket at the same time. And it's just a complete... cluster.
I'm thinking split screen. How good would that be?
Anyway, they've rolled out their first promo. I don't know whether it's a good idea.
This summer on 7, all the tennis and all the cricket in the one place.
Djokovic serves to Andy Murray and he's hit the ball way out of the arena.
What is this?
Oh, well, the umpire's put his arms above his head and it's gone for 6.
Our contractual obligations require us to broadcast both the tennis and cricket at the same time.
Mitchell Marsh comes up to bowl to Chandamal and there's an enormous net on the pitch and the ball has hit the net.
Every ace bowl, every serve hit for a boundary.
The umpire is saying it's a lead. It will have to be re-bowled. That's advantage Sri Lanka with just one ball to be served.
All the players you know and love.
Oh, no, but Bancroft is trying to sandpaper his racket.
And the score moves to 3-40 love off 15 sets.
7 summer of tennis and cricket. We really didn't think this through.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Yes, Charles, Andrew and Dom with you on Triple M. Now, huge news in the New South Wales budget. The Super Train is coming. I googled Super Train and the original Super Train they were planning to build was 600 kilometres per hour between the major cities on the Eastern Seaboard.
Oh, wow.
They're not building that. Oh. What the new Super Train is a train that goes between the Sydney CBD and Parramatta in 20 minutes instead of the current 30 minutes. Super Train!
I assume Marvel is not behind this Super Train.
We've got a whole bunch of facts about it for you.
Fact that's amazing.
Charles, have you got a fact?
Okay, right. So the new Super Train, it'll be a $3 billion 20-minute high-speed underground train, which will cost $6 billion to build and only take 1 hour to travel between Sydney and Parramatta. And it'll be above ground and it won't go all the way to Sydney or to Parramatta.
Great big fact.
You've looked at this study in detail, Charles. I like it. Now, it will stop at Sydney Olympic Park, which still won't push NRL crowds at the 80,000-seat ANZ Stadium above 10,000 ever.
That's a fact.
Nice try, though.
Here's a fact. The new train will also stop at popular stations that include Central, Warner Brothers Movie World, and New Mexico.
Probably a fact.
It will take 15 minutes to get all the way out of the city to Parramatta, which is great news for people wanting to flee the chaos created by the government in George Street.
That's a fact.
And in fact, speaking of which, if the government builds it at the same rate it's currently building the Sydney Light Rail, it will be done by Christmas in the year 2134.
Probably a fact.
Here's a fact. Passengers are advised to hold on tight as the new train will execute a vertical loop-the-loop at North Strathfield.
So, newsy.
They think we're good.
Oh, that's not the right sting. That's the right
fact.
The government is also, at the same time, launching a new super sushi train to serve the financial services district.
Not sure if that's a fact.
The very excited Transport Minister Andrew Constance is calling it a super train, which was his second option after super train, you make train face.
That's a fact.
This is a government promise, so the high-speed train will turn out to be a low-speed billy cart towed on a rope by an emphysemic goat.
Fact.
It's been in the news a lot this week because the Liberal Party Council voted to sell the ABC, and a lot of people are running around with their heads chopped off, guys.
So, well, that's right. I mean, you know, ABC, look, sell it, I say.
Yeah.
It's got to be worth it. I mean, it's going to be worth at least $3.50, doesn't
I think
it?
That could be the problem with the idea of selling it off. Who's going to buy it? Who would pay for it?
I'd buy it.
Would you take it if it was $3.50?
$3.50. Yes,
I'd buy it. It's a handy thing to have. You'd have it in your basement or something. Well, you just have Lee Sales and Annabelle Crabb down in your basement and they could just, you know.
And if you needed to contact farmers, you know, who listen to the radio a lot in country areas, you'd be able to contact them very easily.
I like that. You're trying so hard.
Remember to plant your tomatoes.
You guys are trying so hard to say nice things about the organisation that you've both worked for quite a lot of your life.
I hate them. I hate them.
Yeah, look, I've got some issues. But look, everyone is talking about this, the idea that the ABC could suddenly just get sold off. It's a live thing. It's being discussed. Everyone's got an opinion.
Here's what they said about selling the ABC. Michelle Guthrie, ABC boss, in theory.
It'll still be your ABC, powered by Telstra Mobile with thanks to Hungry Jack's.
James Withers, CEO, Easy Soak Incontinence Pads.
Would we advertise on the ABC? You kidding? It's a better way to reach doddery old farts than Alan Jones.
Malcolm Turnbull, investment wanker.
Let me be plain, the government will never sell the ABC unless Rupert Murdoch wants to buy it.
Mr. Squiggle, man from the moon.
If you just turn my drawing upside down, Miss Jane, it's the new Nissan Pathfinder.
Tony Jones, Q&A presenter and Silver Fox.
I'll take that as a comment, thanks to our friends at Cochlear Hearing Aids.
Peppa Pig, child star.
This episode is sponsored by Don Small Goods Premium Bacon. Mummy, what's bacon?
The Poo Jogger.
Oh, God, you're still putting me in all your sketches? I'm so 2 weeks ago. Well, while I'm here...
Andrea Tam, head of streaming, Optus.
We'll buy all of the ABC's programs and stream them all at once. It'll work fine. We won't even bother testing.
That's what they said.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
What would you do if you had $3.9 billion.
Definitely work with you guys.
Would you work with me? Because that's apparently how much we've all got to spend in the state of New South Wales. They've got this new budget out, right? Mm. The government. They've got a bit of spare cash. Turns out that they've got a little bit extra. It's $3.9 billion extra.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we got to thinking, and what would you want to do with that? Should they build in, you know, like a sort of private jets for everybody to fly around the city or run?
I mean, my immediate reaction was lasers. Lots of freaking lasers.
But lots of lasers.
That's what Vivid is, isn't it?
So we've already done that.
We've already got that.
You could pay off five Sydney-siders' mortgages for $3.9 billion.
Almost.
My vision is actually buying Tasmania. I think you get the whole state for $3.9 billion. Yeah, it's been going up in value with Mona and stuff.
Yeah.
But we've got to expand. It'd be like New South Wales.
And we could sort of enslave the Tasmanians and make them work for us. It could actually turn a bit of a profit.
I don't think you could make Tasmanians work, Charles. That's never been thought of before. But well, we'd like to hear from you, 133353. What would you do? What would you like for $3.9 billion?
It's our money.
Yeah.
It's our money. Let's spend it. 133353. Let's go to the phones. We've got Gareth on the line from Eastwood. We'll do a couple of breaks on this, I think. Hey, Gareth. $3.9 billion in the kitty. What do you want to do with it?
Well, admittedly, I think if I worked for the New South Wales government, I'd probably buy $3.9 billion $1 scratchies, given my love for gambling and DiMaggio-like streak for fantastic and financial investment.
And you basically you are already addicted to gambling if you're the New South Wales government. So it's exactly, absolutely yeah. perfect.
That's true. That's a great idea. What if we just put the whole though, amount on the pokies, just put it on red or black?
Yeah,
and just we could double it. That's a brilliant idea. And what lottery ticket would you get? You got a favourite?
Oh, listen, I'd just go for the one at the front. I know that I'd probably have to invest some more money in 5-cent pieces, so I'd probably have to just go for the staff suggestion on that one.
Mm.
Pretty good. We'll take some more calls on this very shortly. New South Wales, we've got $3.9 billion in the kitty. What are we going to do with it? Lasers, says Charles.
I want to buy everyone a copy of Windows 7.
What would you do with it? 1-3-3-5-3. It is our money. The best suggestion gets a Radio Chaser prize pack. Some good ones already. You put it all in the pokey. Seems very New South Wales. What do you think, guys?
Well, I want to buy everyone some smashed avocado because they can't afford houses anymore. But, you know, like the one thing that we do get is smashed avocado in this stuff.
I think got $3.9 billion in the kitty, Charles. Yeah. Come on. It's a bit ambitious.
Come on. 3.9. Yeah, well, I want to see like a second story on the Harbour Bridge. I think it's time we renovate the Harbour Bridge and expand it. Like, you know, people, I think if we outgrow our houses and we build another story on top, I think the bridge should have that.
That's a great idea. In fact, actually, just more roads. That's what we need.
More roads on roads.
More roads on roads. More traffic jams. Imagine that.
My vision is remaking the greatest Sydney movie of all time, BMX Bandits. Because we could afford Nicole Kidman if we've got all the $1 billion into it.
Yeah,
glorious.
Yeah.
Rebuild the Manly Waterworks to have that pivotal scene where they go down the water slide. It could be good, guys. Could be good. What's your vision? 1-3-3-5-3. Let's go to Russell in Cameray. Hey, Russell. He's gone.
He's gone. Needs to spend his money on a new phone.
Tragic. All right, we've got a Mark on the Central Coast. 1-3-3-5-3. What would you do with the $3.9 billion we've got? Mark, what's your vision?
I think we should give it to Rupert Murdoch so that he can buy the ABC and then break up and turn it into even more Fox Sports.
Oh, good. Yeah, because already, what, Fox Sports 3, 4, 5? We get up to about 12. Hey, I'm just thinking, couldn't we as New South Wales, couldn't we as the state buy the ABC and piss off everyone in Victoria by only showing shows made in New South Wales? They would hate that.
Yeah, but you know, Rupert means it, mate.
Yeah, I have to agree. And you're right, he just doesn't have enough Fox Sports channels yet. He needs those.
There are too many other sports. Yeah. He doesn't have the crab racing yet.
Yeah, it's true. All right, nice idea. 1-3-3-5-3, $3.9 billion.
You know,
kitty.
The good thing about that is if Rupert Murdoch bought the ABC, he'd tie up lawn bowls as well.
Oh, how exciting. Let's go to Russell in Cameray. Hey, Russell.
Hi there.
What are we going to do with the $3.9 billion?
I'd impose compulsory redundancies on all state polis and state government workers.
Mm-hmm.
I would then focus on local government because local government, it's a wonderful thing. And I think families like the Obeids and others could really show their wares in how they could develop state local government.
Yeah, you make a good point. So local government gave us Salim Mahaja. I think it's done a fantastic job for Sydney.
I like the idea of giving $3.9 billion just straight to Eddie Obeid. I think, you know, imagine, take out the middleman.
Imagine the buildings he could build.
All right, thanks for the call. What do you think, guys? What was the best vision? Who are we going to award?
Look, I mean, you know, I think handing it all to Rupert Murdoch... that's just a stroke of genius, and who more deserving than Murdoch?
Yes.
In fact, I think we should give the Chaser prize pack, not to that caller, but to Rupert Murdoch.
That's a fantastic idea.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss?
Couple of news stories. Charles and Andrew, tell me whether they are good cat's pyjamas or bad cat's piss. Now, we've all looked at the movie Sharknado and thought I'd love that to happen in real life. In China, the coastal city of Qingdao, where the beer Tsingtao comes from.
Oh, don't tell me there's been a Sharknado.
Not
really?
Quite, Andrew. Drivers were left stunned as octopus, starfish, mollusks and shellfish were dumped on their cars as they were walking along.
Storm Marana. What's the...
Marinara.
Marinara, no, sorry.
Cat's pajamas are cat's piss. Raining seafood, hallelujah.
Oh, look, the cats are the cat's pajamas. I'm with you, Charles. This is a seafood banquet just falling out of the sky. That doesn't happen very often. What happened? Was it like, you know, sort of Liberal Party members' plane, private jet flew overhead and accidentally tipped the banquet down? I mean, how did this...
No, it was a storm. The storm sucked it all out of the ocean and well, along with a bunch of water. You just imagine all the Chinese chefs out there with their knives trying to just sort of chop them up as they fell down through the air for the banquet.
Running around with a wok on the street.
Well, and you can eat a lot of those raw, can't you? You wouldn't have had fantastic. To have needed a chef. You just open your mouth.
Raw octopus.
Yeah, you run around with a little bits of rice the land for sushi. I mean, I think this is wonderful. I wish I'd been there.
Yeah, definitely.
It's pretty good going, and you're kind of a vegetarian, Andrew, so big rap from you. Yeah, so I don't know how we can organise that in Sydney. And finally, guys, an amazing vision from a chef. He's combined a chicken nugget and a donut to create a food.
A donug.
It's a donug, part donug, part nugget. What do you think?
That's going to work, isn't it? Like, that sounds awful and cat's piss, but that is going to be the thing that brings down the United States. Like, we thought it was going to be Trump or nuclear war or something like that. It's actually the donug.
It's going to be genocide by donug.
I think we're a bit out of time here. We'll have to explore this further. But imagine a donut, but about a third of the sort of sphere, the loop of the donut is just chicken nugget.
Is that what it is?
Sounds
and the rest
amazing.
Is donut?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's divided up. Oh, my goodness me.
It's a vision.
I reckon we should play out our $3.9 billion into making donuts.
Give everyone a donut. All right, we'll be back with you from 3 o'clock tomorrow. Triple M's Radio Chaser.